Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning we've got Luling Lin in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for popping up this morning. So you're a PhD candidate at the Liggins Institute. And you're sort of looking at the idea of do small and preterm girl and boy babies need different nutrition. What can you tell us about your research?
Okay. My research is looking at the effect of macronutrient supplements in preterm and SGA babies and less small for gestational age babies.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, do you know what is preterm babies and what is small for gestational age babies?
I don't. So preterm, is that when they're born before they're meant to be born? Or
yes. So normal pregnancy is usually last for 40 weeks. So preterm babies are those who were born before 37 complete weeks.
Right.
And small for gestational age babies are those who were smaller in size than normal for their gestational age, and which is commonly defined as a weight below 10th percentile in the girl's chart.
Oh, okay, right. So that's quite significantly smaller than they're sort of expected to be. Why is there this sort of question about if girl and boy babies need different nutrition?
Okay, first, those babies, they are at increased risk of poor growth. So they are shorter and like smaller than 10 baby, and they usually have developmental impairment, like developmental problem. So we would like to give them better nutrition to help them grow better and have better developmental outcomes. But now increasing evidence indicated that boys and girls maybe respond differently to these nutritional supplements.
Right.
Yeah, and there may be trade-offs in this nutritional effect, like improve some outcomes but make other outcomes worse.
So you could be fixing one thing and making it something else, kind of creating a new problem, I guess. How do you work around that in your research? How do you sort of, find ways of helping these babies that aren't just going to give new problems for them?
So now we are doing is collecting the data from old nutritional supplements randomized clinical trial. We are not conducting a new clinical trial.
Right. So it's sort of completely randomized people or data that you take from them? How does that work?
So there are, like, after we identify there are 44 studies that already look at the nutritional effect on those preterm and SGA babies.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
But so you're working with those existing studies?
Yes. But okay. Only two of them report boys and girls separately. So from these two studies, we found that maybe nutritional benefits for boys, but not for girls.
Okay. So how do you work then if you've only got two studies that have those separations within them? How do you use that data?
So for this two study, we conducted a systematic review and meta-analysis. So this is the type of study that summarizes the existing evidence. And from this two study, we found that nutritional benefits for boys but not for girls. But there are only like around 400 babies in these two studies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not strong enough
right.
to answer our questions. But we think maybe we can collect the data from those studies that have looked at this nutritional effect, and then we will have more population and maybe we can answer the questions.
So that's the sort of next step, I guess, for your research is doing that.
We are now working on that.
So you're currently working on that.
Oh,
yes. That's great. So this is your last year of your PhD.
Yes.
Have you found it? Have you enjoyed it? Has it been quite challenging?
I really enjoy it. Yeah. Because maybe I can say I'm a computer person. Yeah, because my working is most sitting in front of my computer
mm-hmm.
and looking at this data
mm-hmm.
and sometimes email this collaborators,
yeah.
asking them to send in their data to us.
Yeah, so it's kind of your perfect medium, I guess. Well, if people want to hear more about this, you'll be doing a free talk, free public lecture at the Liggins Institute in Grafton tomorrow. So that's Wednesday, yes. the 7th of August in the evening. It's called Better Brains or Lifelong Health. Is there a trade-off for at-risk babies? And that's 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. at the Liggins Institute in Grafton. Thank yes. you so much, Lu Ling, for coming in this morning and chatting to us. It sounds like fascinating research.
Okay, thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.